Hi, they start sending us AI and I dictating notes from Alden Terrace Nursing Home in McHenry, and the date is January 23rd, 2024. First one is history and physical on John, J-O-H-N, last name is Nuber, N-U-B-E-R, in brackets, date of birth, 9-10-1953. This is 70-year-old male with multiple medical problems who is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because he was not able to take care of himself. He denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever or chills. He had infected pacemaker and he is on IV antibiotics until February 8th, and pacemaker was changed, and he has wound back to his right side of chest from the surgical site of old pacemaker. Past medical history is significant for morbid obesity, atrial fibrillation, hypertension, anxiety, type 2 diabetes. Family history is non-contributory. Social history, denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse, allergies, non-medications as per attached list, review of systems as per history of present illness. Physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 3, hemodynamically stable. HENT head is atomic, normal, sphalic pupils are equidistant, light, neck supple, no JVD. Heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral, fair air entry. No added sounds, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no biliary edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan, hypertension, comma, atrial fibrillation, comma, chronic diastolic CHF, comma, type 2 diabetes, comma, infected pacemaker. Plan same, patient is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because he was not able to take care of himself. Significant amount of time, more than 50 minutes, was spent reviewing patient's old medical records, including labs, comma, imaging, comma, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. He is on IV antibiotics. He will be seeing cardiologist and infectious disease specialist. His wound vac is working well. Wound care nurse is seeing him as well. His pain is controlled. He is hemodynamically stable. Plan of management was discussed with patient and nursing staff. Next, history and physical is on Noel, N-O-E-L, Gijon, G-I-J-O-N, Romero, R-O-M-E-R-O, in brackets, date of birth, 10-20-1968. This is 55-year-old male with multiple medical problems who is admitted to skilled nursing facility because he was not able to take care of himself after the hospitalization. He had CABG done and he has indwelling Foley catheter after the surgery because of BPH. He denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever or chills. He is feeling very weak. Past medical history is significant for type 2 diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease, neuropathy, BPH. Family history is non-contributory. Social history, denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse, allergies, non-medications as per attached list, review of systems as per history of present illness. Physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 3, hemodynamically stable. HENT head is atomic, normal, sphalic pupils are equidistant, light, neck is supple, no JVD. Heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral, fair air entry, no added sounds, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no biliary edema. CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan, type 2 diabetes requiring insulin, comma, coronary artery disease, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, status post recent CABG, comma, urinary retention with BPH. Plan same, patient had acute life-threatening event for which he was hospitalized and then was transferred here for rehabilitation. Significant amount of time, more than 50 minutes, was spent reviewing patient's old medical records, including labs, comma, imaging, comma, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. He will be seeing urologist for indwelling Foley catheter. He is seeing cardiologist and the surgeon for follow-up after the surgery. He is very weak and is using walker physical therapy to continue for gait training and strengthening exercises. His blood sugars are much better controlled, between 100 to 150. He is on DVT prophylaxis. He is eating okay. End of dictation, they start sending SAI and I.